I'm not exactly sure. I suspect I'm looking for some form of media he used to store security footage. A DVD, a flash drive, an SD card. Nikki snorted. The feds had his office bugged for years. You're one of them. Can't you just prowl through your own files? Great thought, but... I looked through their evidence. I found nothing. Literally. Whatever we once collected is gone. Shortly after I looked, my boss told me not to sniff around for anything related to Judge Casale's murder. They know your brother was convicted of that. Stefan didn't do it. Because he's such a choir boy? She raised a dark brow. I'm under no illusions. My brother was once your father's favorite assassin, and no one in the mafia is a choir boy. But Stefan didn't kill that judge.
He tell you that?
My brother hasn't said a damn word.
But John knew Stefan well. If he had pulled the trigger and planted two bullets in the judge's head, Stefan would be agitated and itching to get back to his family. The fact that he seemed content to rot in the pen told John that his brother was lying low for some reason. But there was no chance that John was going to let Steph piss his life away. If Lucia's father, Nicholas De Stefano, had ordered someone else to knock off Judge Casale, he might have kept a record, some evidence, something that could exonerate Steph. Since, by all accounts, Nicholas and his wife had been estranged for a while, who else but his daughters would the man have entrusted with his worldly goods after his murder?
Well, my father has been gone a few years now. Lucia and I have been through his things. I didn't find any recording devices or security footage that I can recall.
All of his possessions are accounted for? Nikki sighed. Clearly, she didn't like these questions.
I have no way of knowing. I loved my father, but he wasn't the sort of man who let anyone get terribly close.
True enough.
We never found our grandmother's jewelry, which upsets my sister most. Since Lucia was a little girl, Mama Antonella had promised my sister her engagement ring and her mother's locket. They weren't among my father's belongings, though. None of it is hugely valuable. It's just sentimental.
Nicholas De Stefano hadn't been dumb. He'd known that someone in the Gamelini crime family, most likely his own brother, had wanted to take him down and become boss. Maybe he'd stashed the jewelry and his security recordings together. John looked down to the stage where one G-string-clad dancer hovered over Lucia and kissed her cheek. John had the immediate urge to give the douchebag a slow, painful beating. Any theories on what might have happened to the jewelry? He asked Nikki, forcing himself back on task.
It's not like my father needed the money, so he wouldn't have pawned or sold it. At this point, I wonder if my Uncle Pietro grabbed it for his stupid cow of a daughter. But I don't know.
One thing John did know for sure, Pietro De Stefano was looking hot and hard for something that had belonged to his deceased older brother. Maybe money, or one of the man's many accommodating mistresses. But it could also be something more incriminating. Either way, John had a week's vacation to save his brother from a life and probable death behind bars.
Look. Nikki glanced at the stage, then raised a brow as one of the male dancers kissed Lucia's neck.
John ripped his gaze away from the scene.
What? If you came all the way to Vegas just for some hidden media storage stuff, you're wasting your time. If you came about my sister...